God. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Hallelujah. Lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me. Hallelujah. Lead me today, oh God. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship thee, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice, oh Lord, to worship thee. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh, Lord. Come on and lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt thee, we exalt your God, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, hallelujah, we exalt thee, we lift your our hands to your God. We exalt thee. We love you, Lord. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee, O Lord, O Lord. We talk to you, O God. We lift our hands to you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for touching us and waking us up this morning and starting us on another day. Oh, Father God, we thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do. Father God, we just ask you to go into the hospitals this morning, Father God, and touch and heal, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go into courtrooms, Father God, and be the lawyer that you are, Father God, the judge that you are, Father God. We know that you are in control, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you in this time and needs, Father God, for supplying us with all our needs, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to look around the world, Father God, and touch the leaders' minds and their hearts, Father God, that they do right by your sheep, Father God. Father God, we continue to ask you to be who you are, Father God, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, for we know that you are in control of all. Father God, we just ask you, Father God, to touch all the people that need you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to pray and continue to send out your warriors and your angels, Father God, to against the principalities, the unseen and the seen, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We just can't thank you enough, Father God, for all that you do. You don't have to, but you do, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who you send to die for our sins, Father God, who covered us with the blood, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another day and be in the land of the living. Father God, we just ask you to continue to bring us through this pandemic, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect and shield our children, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch their minds, Father God. We ask you to open their eyes, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to spread and share your love among your sheep, Father. And we thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, we can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Father God, as our speaker come this morning, Father God, we ask you to touch her, Father God. Father God, and give her what you want us to hear, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Greeter, are you there?
I am here, Brother Mickens. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Brother Daryl Mickens, for us seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and opening us up in that powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister, Psalmist, Rosalind Peters. I tell you, you definitely brought us before his presence this morning. You definitely brought me back because Lead Me, Guide Me was one of the songs that was always in my heart when I first accepted the Lord as my Savior. And I tell you, it's so powerful. Thank you so much for an awesome worship this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is our telecommunications sanctuary, and we're so grateful and thankful to God that you are here once more and again. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I'm so delighted and excited to be your host this morning. Let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our awesome, wonderful, phenomenal co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and with their yes to the Master, we're standing on the Word of God, and that is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to 24/7, And on that website, I tell you, such great information. You can see that the messages have been archived there. You'll see that the bios of our speakers are there. And you'll see that there's a spot where you can share something there to say what the Master's Call means to you. And with that, the theme for this year is in 2021, God's Strategic Shifting, Prophetic Suddenlies, and Holy Standards Are Being Established and Supernaturally Revealed. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry. You might want to greet, as Brother Darrell did so graciously. You might want to host, which is what I'm doing. And you may even have a word from the Lord that you want to share. We invite you to come and be a part. When we thank those that did step up and say, yes, I want to be a part of this ministry, we thank God for each and every one of you. You can submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, what brought most of us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. And it was Artist International when we all first started, and it's created by and founded by Antonio Diaz de Leon. The Diaz de Leon family have wonderfully carried this company on year by year throughout the world, where we have the wonderful products, health and wellness products that has really refurbished our bodies and strengthened our hearts, I'm telling you, because of the fellowship that we have with each other. And we are so thankful to God that we can share it with each and every one of you. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share the information with you. And with that, with all these wonderful products, we have a call that you can learn more about these products each and every day. And today is Presidential Tuesday on the Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. And as I mentioned, today is Presidential Tuesday, where the host will be Manager Eloise Scott, and the guest speaker will be Manager Shirley James, and they will be talking about The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. So get on that call. Well, I am getting out of the way because we have a phenomenal man of God who is definitely no stranger to this call. He's been with us from the inception of this call, just a faithful man of God who stands on God's word, believes in God's word. He's been baptized. He's a baptized, born-again believer, ordained minister, has served as an assistant minister, has started and founded many different community projects under the direction of the Holy Spirit. He lives in Detroit, Michigan. He is a certified biblical counselor. He is a pastor. And he has even served the community, especially the men, to empower them with the men's ministry. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, which provides the needs of the people in the communities, in his community. I tell you, he is married to this wonderful woman of God. We all got a chance to meet Mrs. Cheryl. And they have been married well over 25 years. And his mission is to be used of God, standing on God's word, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where he wants to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own Pastor Everett Thomas out of Detroit, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. God bless you. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is still doing in our lives today. Well, we praise God. We praise God for all of you being here. Good morning. Good morning. This is a great day. Amen. The day that the Lord has made, we shall rejoice and be glad. And thank you, Minister Austin, for such a great job in leading us in praise and worship this morning. And Minister Darrell, thank God for your greeting. And Minister Brendan, thank God for you hosting on today. We thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Dr. Pagola Roberts. Roberts, God bless both of you for being such a team that made it happen and still make it happen for over 10 years on this great call. Well, praise God for each and one of you that's on this call today. May God bless and keep each of you all today. Well, let's look at the Word of God. Let's look at the Word of God. We want to invite your attention to the Gospel according to St. John, John, the 15th chapter. It's 15th chapter of St. John. And let's look at the first verse, reading down to probably verse 16. I'm looking at the Amplified version, John chapter 15, starting with the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that continues to bear fruit, he repeatedly prunes so that it will bear more fruit, even richer and finer fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have given you, the teachings which I have discussed with you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit producing evidence of your faith unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers and dies, and they gather such branches and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified and honored by this. When you bear much fruit, and prove yourselves to be my true disciples. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love and do not doubt my love for you. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy may be made full and complete overflowing. Let's see, verse number 12. This is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as you have loved, just as I have loved you. Verse 13, no one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his own life for his friends. You are my friends if you keep on doing what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you my friends, because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have appointed and placed you and purposely planted you so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name as my representatives, he may give to you. Well, that's enough right there. Completely read that chapter. It's an awesome chapter in this particular book of St. John, the 15th chapter. Amen. We're going to talk about this morning about how important it is to have the relationship with our Father. Amen. Relationship is just powerful to know that God has given us an opportunity to be friends, his friends. Amen. The songwriter says, no, there's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. There is no, not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever a saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Was ever a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Why? Because Jesus knows all about your struggles. Yes, he does. And he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And you look at that 16th verse again. It says, you have not chosen me. Well, let's go back to the 15th verse. I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you my friends because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. And the 16th verse says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you and placed and purposely planted you so that you may, you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing. Amen. So that whatever you ask of the Father in my name as my representative, he may give to you. Friends, 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 have you ever felt that you don't have a friend, that you lost your best friend? And I just want to stop back for a moment here and let you know how important relationships are. And to have true friends, I mean, true friends are so hard to find. This is the picture of the upper room here. This is where Jesus' disciples were spending the last moments before Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. Let's first put ourselves in Jesus' place. Suppose you are about to leave your disciples and you must give them last-minute instructions on how to carry on your work, and they are slow learners. What will you say to them? Or suppose that you are one of those disciples and you are heartbroken at the thought of your Lord going away. You are confused, frustrated, and overwhelmed by all that is happening. In the upper room, Jesus tells his disciples that they must not only understand the meaning of love, but they must love one another as he has loved them. He promises them a home forever with him. In the meantime, he will be with them every step of the journey. In the future hours of discouragement, they will remember his gracious promise. He wants them to comprehend the blessings, privileges, and responsibilities resulting from their personal relationship with him. Oh, yes, it's about relationship. Disciples' relationship with Christ is the point number one. Number two, the disciples' relationship with one another in Christ. And then thirdly, I'll try to get through all this if I can, the disciples' relationship with the world. Amen. Amen. Jesus, number one, Jesus used many metaphors to illustrate himself, his work, and relationships. For example, he's light, according to John 8:12. He's a door, according to John 10:7. He's a shepherd, according to John 10:11. And he's the vine, according to John 15:1. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He wanted his disciples to understand that no external qualifications can set a person right with God. Only a personal relationship with Jesus Christ can do that. In Palestine, grapevines are common, and each year the vines are cut back to conserve the plant's life and energy. Branches not bearing fruit are cut off. The main point Jesus wanted to get across was that his disciples must draw strength from him and him alone. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing, according to the fifth verse of the 15th chapter. In verse number 7, he indicates that those who abide in Christ and have Christ's words abiding in them may ask what they want, and it will be done simply because they will ask nothing out of accord with the mind of Christ. Jesus then calls them to remain in his love and keep his commands. Wow. Wow. So that's relationship with Christ. So what are some results of this vine branch relationship? Well, number one, you bear much fruit, according to verses 4 and 5. And number two, we see prayer power, verse number 7. And number three, glorify the Father, verse 8. Number four, obey his commands, according to Matthew 5-7. And five, become full of joy, John 1:1-4, and the second chapter of John 1-6. Amen. Something about, it's just something, even in the midst of storms of life, even in the midst of trials and tribulation, even when you lose loved ones, we can still have joy. Our happiness can reach no higher than when we share the joy that Christ felt because of being loved by his Father and doing his will. For Christians, all of life's relationships must grow out of our personal relationship with Jesus. Then number two, the disciples' relationship with one another in Christ. These disciples had a common tie, which is Jesus Christ. They were chosen by Jesus Christ. The 16th verse, it says, we are God's people. And later, the Apostle Peter, who was in the upper room that night, wrote to discourage Christians. They were very discouraged. And he had to remind them, saying, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's 1 Peter chapter 2 and the 9th verse. And then their relationship was characterized by genuine love. In the New Testament, individual Christians could not describe their lives without the term one another. They were to bear one another's burdens. Amen. And that's Galatians 6:2. They had to admonish one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16. They had to comfort one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Exhort one another, according to Hebrews 3:13. Pray one for another, James 5:6. And love one another, according to 1 Peter 1:22. For enrichment and stability, you must experience the fellowship of your local body of Christ, your church. I know in this pandemic, some of us got back to our church buildings, but we have to realize it's so important to be together, amen, in fellowship one with another, because we are the church, amen. We are the body of Christ. So their relationship with it was characterized by obedience to Christ. You have to be obedient, not just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. They were friends, partners of Christ, according to the end of 15th verse, and they were continuous fruit bearers. Again, verse number 16. Then lastly, the disciples' relationship with the world. Jesus knows that what lies ahead for his disciples, and he warns them. Jesus tells his people what they can expect. The gospel in Mark, it talks about that there are some challenges, of course, in the world, according to the 13th chapter of Mark. We're not going to go there right now because time is about to conclude. So Jesus tells his disciples that the world hated him first, and he explains that the hatred of the world proves that they are not of the world. He further conveys that they are sharing their master's lot. And later Peter wrote, dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 13. And so we just have to understand that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. So we have to understand our relationship with the world is not supposed to be a relationship that is close. knitted. We are, amen, we are a different. We are not of this world. So Jesus knew that if people were permanently bonded together by him, he could trust them with his work until he came again. So in this upper room, we learn along with the disciples that the lessons of Christ was very vital in our journey we call life today. And we have to understand that relationship is so, so, so important. But understand that there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. There's a friend, amen, that would never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, you do have a friend. Sometimes you may be lonely. You may feel like nobody loves us, nobody cares, but you have the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your friend. Yes, there's no friend like Jesus. No, not one. He knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. God bless your heart. May God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Terrell.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that awesome word this morning. Our relationship with the Lord is so important. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, there is none like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Glory to God. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction at the end of the call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the word of God, for the testimonies of your saints. We thank you, oh God, for the relationship that you have allowed us to have with you, Lord God. You told us to cry, Abba, Father. But not only that, Lord, we just say, oh, that we may know the Lord in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. We thank you, Father, for this awesome message that you have poured into to us through your man of God this morning. We ask that you bless him, Lord God, abundantly and more than he can ask or think according to the power that's working continuously in him. We thank you, Father God, for blessing his household, blessing his neighborhood, all that his hands touch and where his feet tread. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his life as the years go by, Father God. Greater is he that's standing in, on the inside of Pastor Everett than he that is in the world. And we thank you for the more that's taking place through his life, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for every person on this call. We ask that you strengthen them, empower them, and continue to bless them, Father, to let them know that they are the apple of God's eye. We know, Lord God, that you have brought us this word, Lord God, to have a richer relationship with each other as well as with you. So we thank you, Father, that you are empowering us to do so. We ask that you bless those that are going through health challenges. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we call them healed, whole, and complete in you. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, especially, Father God, Lashika Taylor, Lord God, and Mother Ethel, and all those that have been having challenges, Lord God, we call them healed and whole. Queen Victoria, Father God, we thank you for healing them. Continue to bless them. Mr. Harrington, Father God, as they come before me, I know, Lord God, that you are more than able to do the exceedingly in their lives, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for comforting the bereaved families, Lord God. Rosalind Peters and her family, Lord God, continue to strengthen the Weatherspoon family, the Flanagans, and all those, Father, who have gone through challenges, Lord God, and knowing that their loved ones have gone home to be with you, Father, but it's to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you, Father, for giving them peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name, we thank you for blessing Artist Life in its entirety. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, I tell you again, you might want to share this message, powerful message, to have this relationship, and this is a powerful chapter, Pastor Everett, you're so right. I love John 15. So share this with someone. The playback is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. And again, The upcoming morning motivational call is next, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound, and it is Presidential Tuesday with the phenomenal managers, Eloise Scott and Shirley James. Thank you again, Psalmist Rosalind Peters, for bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning while prayers are with you and your family. And thank you so much, Brother Darryl, for all that God, you allow God to do in your life. Thank you for greeting and seating everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And again, Pastor Everett, thank you for this powerful message this morning. And I'm asking you if you come back and close us out with the benediction.
May the Lord bless you and keep, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance, face toward upon you with divine approval, and give you peace that passes all understanding, a tranquil heart and life. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.